October 22, 1900 doubts of Louisa about the things that happened to her. She wants to know whether they are from God or from the devil. Obedience does not have human reason. Her reason is divine. This morning I was all oppressed and with a fear that it might not be blessed Jesus who operates in me, but the devil. But in spite of this I could not refrain from looking for him and desiring him. However, as soon as he deigned to come, he told me, "What is it that gives one the assurance that the sun is rising, if not the light which puts to flight the darkness of the night, and the heat which spreads within that light? If anyone said that the sun is risen, but in spite of this the darkness of the night appeared even thicker and no heat could be felt, what would you say? That it was not a true sun that rose, but a false one, because the effects of the sun cannot be seen. Now, if the sight of me dispels darkness from you, and shows you the light of the truth, making you feel the heat of my grace, why do you want to rack your brains that I am not the one who operates in you?" I add, "Because so obedience wants, that the other day I was thinking, if the many chastisements about which I wrote in these books should really occur, who would have the heart to be spectator of them? And the blessed Lord made me understand with clarity that some of them will occur while I am still on this earth, some after my death, and some will be spared in part. So I was a little relieved thinking that I will not have to see them all. So, here is Lady Obedience made satisfied now, after she had begun to frown at me, and to send out laments and reprimands. It seems that this blessed young lady in no way wants to adapt herself to the human reason. She does not want to get involved in any circumstance. On the contrary, it seems that she has no reason at all, and it is quite a pain in the neck having to deal with someone who does not have reason. In order to get along a little, it is necessary to lose one's own reason, because the young lady keeps boasting, 'I have no human reason, therefore I do not know how to adapt myself to the human way. My reason is divine, and for one who wants to live in peace with me, it is absolutely necessary that she lose hers in order to acquire mine.' This is how well this young lady reasons. What can one say? It is better to keep silent, because, in one way or another, she always wants to be right, and she glories in giving you all the wrong."